brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
It's hard. Winning is hard, period. The more appreciation I have for winning, and even with success, you better not be getting stagnant. The climb to the top of the mountain is nothing like the climb to stay on the mountain. Mm-hmm. The climb to stay on the mountain is way harder.
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast, off-season edition, even though we know there is no off-season when it comes to Football Fridays here in the state of Georgia. John here, Hannah there, and we continue our tour of champion.
I'm around.
We go to South Georgia. I mapped it. 3 hours and 48 minutes from where we are right now at the GPB studios, down to Thomas County. We talked to Justin Rogers today, one of the friends of the show, and I tell you what, Coach Rogers just gets funnier and funnier every year we talk to him. And I think it's what did he say, John? His maturity. His maturity, or the opposite of that.
That would be me. So winning state championships lends you to making sure that the room is yours and wrapped around your finger. Here's our conversation with Justin Rogers from Thomas County Central.
Hey, Coach Rogers, it is an honor to have you back on our championship edition of our podcast here.
Hey, yo, thank y'all. I always enjoy doing it.
Two titles in 3 years. I know the dust has settled a bit, but how are you feeling and how are things going there in South Georgia?
Hi, man. Feeling good. In fact, they say the dust is settled. Shoot, we just got the rings in. We got our big ceremony next Wednesday.
No way!
So we still get to celebrate a little bit, you know, off of it. But at the same time, we're also wrapping up spring football this week. And so we understand the amount of work that we have, you know, to be able to kind of make sure we've got a good product for this year. So we're kind of in between both, still celebrating and still getting back to work.
And this was the crazy thing about it, and I was looking at spring game, and you're going to play Auburn, the high school, not the Alex Golish bunch, but yeah. you're going to play Auburn High, and it's at Troy University.
Troy That's State, cool baby.
Yeah,
it's still so, Troy State to me. That's where I graduated from, so it's yeah. still Troy State to me.
Yeah, so so Troy University. So how do you go? Team A, Team B, location C. How does something like this come to pass?
Well, see, this will be my second time being involved in it. They do a little spring showcase there, and they'll have a bunch of teams, like a little jamboree, like two or three games, two games the first day on Friday, and I think it's three games on Saturday. And my first year at Moultrie, we actually played over here in this thing, and we played against a team of Meridian, Mississippi. So you really talking about at least I got one team from Alabama this time. And so we were having a hard time finding a spring game and finding someone. And so so we had reached out to see if they were still doing it. And they said they were, and that Auburn, you know, needed an opponent. And so we was able to kind of work it out. And, you know, Auburn's the biggest school in the state of Alabama. I think they're about to build a new high school, in fact, over there, Plains High, because they're so big, over 3,000 students. And they've got a great program. And played for two championships in the last couple of years. So yeah, we know it'll be a good test for us, but it's just a cool experience for our kids, mm-hmm. you know, to go play in a college campus in the spring and to do something like that. It's just, you know, it was a great opportunity and a great experience. We just couldn't pass up.
Well, hopefully it's a big W, because you are coming off a perfect season, 15-0, and winning a state title, not just by a little bit, by a lot of it, 61-21. How hard is it to pull off a perfect season?
It's hard. Winning is hard, period. You know, and I think the longer I've been in it and done it, the more appreciation I have for winning, you know, and not taking it for granted. I mean, winning any game. I mean, especially when you're in the league and in South Georgia playing the teams you're playing, it's tough to win all of them and win a state title. You got to get a couple lucks. You got to get some breaks. You know, you got to stay injury free. There's so many variables that you don't control that leads into that. And so I don't take that for granted at all. But a lot of work, a lot of time, and we're very fortunate and happy about it.
When you now are doing, everyone's now reclassifying, re-regionifying, whatever you want to call it. We now have this for the next cycle. And you now have power rankings that are attached. And I know that there are times where teams in South Georgia will go, like you're doing for your spring game in the Jamboree, where you're playing teams from out of state. You'll play teams from, say, you know, Tallahassee or over in Alabama or something like that. Trying to get these non-region competitive games now with the new power ranking system and all these kinds of things, how difficult is it now to try to juggle all of those things to come up with a 10-game schedule now?
Well, it was hard. I mean, when you've had the last four years, it was hard to build a schedule. It didn't matter about PSR or not. We just didn't have a lot of people lined up wanting to play. So that was a whole nother issue. You know, the price of success sometimes. But the PSR does bring up a whole thing that I think we're all trying to figure out. You know, we look at the formula, you know, the higher classifications, we're not used to it. We don't really know. We know what they tell us, you know, from the teams that you talk to that's in single A and double A, that strength of schedule matters and can really help you, and that you want to do that. But then, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, do you just get wins? So we're all just kind of managing it. I kind of stayed away from the out of state too much. I'm playing one team out of state, Lincoln, because they're right there in Tallahassee. They're a really good program. But my thing is, my belief, if you play out of state, you need to win it. Because if you don't win it, that's 0-1, and you ain't getting nothing for their wins or losses, because you don't get that. And so it puts a lot of premium. If you do schedule out of state, boy, it's a lot of pressure. You need to win that game. Where at least in-state now, if you schedule hard, you get that benefit of that strength of schedule, almost like an NCAA basketball tournament. You know what I mean? Where, you know, that strength of schedule matters. And so I like our schedule. I think we've got some really good. It's the toughest schedule we played since I've been here by far. But the biggest thing I'm excited about non-region is picking Moultrie back up, you know, playing Colquitt. I mean, that's two premier programs in our state and premier programs in the nation. I mean, they're well thought of in the nation. And we're 25 minutes apart. Come on, man. You got to be playing every year. And so getting that back on the schedule, you know, playing week one, I hope we'll keep it week one in the future too, because I think it's just great for both our communities. I mean, both communities right now are just so excited for that game. They're already, you know, buzzing, you know, for that game. And so it'll be a great one. So having that one back. And again, I think that game's going to help both programs. Well, you know, A, it's going to be a competitive and we'll find out who we are. But I think both of us, when it's said and done, and we look at PSR, are going to help each other out being on the schedule.
Could not agree more. Go ahead, John.
Well, and I mean, when you look at, and this is the other aspect of what we're kind of getting into now, is that there is no rest for you now. It literally is season's over, and then you have the celebration that you had at the Nest, and then you're trying to sit there, and it's like, okay, what is it looking like, and all of the organization that you've got to do now. How different is coaching in this day and age with everything that you have to navigate as a coach, as a CEO, as an administrator, game planner, how different is it at the top of the pyramid these days for someone like you?
Well, it's like you said, it's just changed so much. There's no off season. It just ain't none. I mean, it's a year round activity. It's a year round, and I say year round activity because it ain't a year round sport. I do believe you can play other sports and do things like that, but as far as the program, you know, when you say program, you're talking about everybody, community, you know, supporters, coaches, players, the development and growth of your program, it ain't got no offseason, because it's all the time. You're doing something, you're moving it, or you're getting stagnant, right? And even with success, you better not be getting stagnant, and you better be looking for ways to reinvent. And then with success, you know, you start getting poached, you know, your coaches become attractive, and we're happy for that. You know, that you have coaches that are getting attention now that other programs are looking at. And so now you're having to replace some key figures, you know, in your staff and in some places. And so that matters too. So we've had to replace the most amount of coaches this year that we've had since I've been here. Still not many, just three, but I mean, those things matter. The good thing is we are in year five, you know, since I've been here, which is crazy, right? Starting year five. And it becomes repeatable. You know, I mean, we're not changing what we do. So, you know, most of my staff has been here, and so they know this is what January looks like. This is what February looks like. This is what March looks like. So at least we know what's coming. Now, the work's the work. You got to put the time in. But at least there's not a lot of surprises on what is expected, you know. But now every day in the school system has got surprises.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yeah, I know.
And I promise you, it's got surprises when you get in May at the end of school. We got a week and a half left. There's popcorn surprises coming up now.
Wow.
Everyone's just hanging on by a thread and things are going awry.
Yes.
We just need to survive this week.
Get to next Wednesday, brother. Let them school buses come in here next Wednesday, pick these youngins up, and put this one in the books.
I know. I hear you on that, Coach. And for the players, how is your roster turning out? I know you lose your senior running back, Deuce Lawrence. He set that state finals record with 380 yards rushing, scored 5 touchdowns on 39 carries. Speaking of kids getting out for school and going off to colleges, how's the roster shaping up? How are the players?
Yeah, we lost a lot. I mean, a lot of production. I mean, you lost, you know, Deuce, all-time season rushing record in Central's history, in Thomas County Central's history.
Wow.
They know how to run the ball here.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So that's an impressive accomplishment by him. Jalen Johnson, our quarterback, losing him as a 3-year starter, mm-hmm. he has set every all-time passing record there is, all-time season, all-time career, every passing record at Central. So you're losing two all-time players. So that's going to be tough. Yeah. We're losing O-line. We've got one returning starter O-line, losing tight end. And so we've lost a lot there. But again, I feel like we've got the program in a good place. We got really good players stepping up. I think we're going to be fine. Those good programs find a way to be good every year. You know what I mean? You just see them. They replace. The kids understand the expectations. And so that hadn't changed for us either. And the old cliche of tradition never graduates, I do believe that. And I think that's the reason why you see those blue blood programs that even with graduation find a way always. I mean, Lee County, they're going to be good every year. It doesn't matter who they lose. And so we feel like we're there. So the kids are working hard. They're great kids. Coaches are working hard. We'll know a little bit more on Friday, kind of where the holes are. What do we need to get better at? But, yeah, we got a lot to replace, but cover ain't bare. We got some good players.
How do you keep all of the pressure from turning into bad pressure? Because I know that there's always that pressure of expectation that's there. How do you keep that from weighing everyone down?
Like he creates the pressure, John. He keeps going from good program to good program and winning championships. He's creating it.
Yeah, you see what pressure you're responsible for.
It's the old saying, pressure is a privilege, right? Yeah. And it is a privilege, but it's still real. And I believe the whole Nick Saban deal and the fact that the climb to the top of the mountain is nothing like the climb to stay on the mountain. Mm-hmm. The climb to stay on the mountain is way harder. Because you fight complacency. You feel like you got entitlement. We had that argument with our boys the other day trying to get them to understand. You know, you can't ride the other team's coattails. You're going to have to earn it this year. Like what we've done in the past ain't got nothing to do with it. This new building. Hey, I'm in my new fancy office.
I see it.
But we didn't want nothing in this building. We moved in this in March. You know, we were in the old stuff where we won everything. So understanding that we still got to earn everything when you get to the top. And that's tough in life as well. I mean, for adults, when they have success, do they still stay hungry in their personal lives to do that? So that's one way. But then another way we make sure to take away from the pressure, John, in the season is the hype squad, baby. I'll show you my shirt.
Okay, we're going to need one of those.
With the fire extinguishers in the back. Yeah.
Boo-boo's and fire extinguishers.
Yeah, and so you just, you know, every now and then you just bust out in the worm or the fire extinguishers get to going on the sideline to kind of get some So I think I say all that joking, but you got to find ways to have fun.
Hey, that's a kid thing.
Too many times when you're in these moments and it's still a game and we're playing and we do have pressure, you got to make it important to find ways to find humor and laugh and joke and have fun. That's why we do just try to have fun. And again, at 47, I got to do my own personal life with my family. You know, hit pause and be silly every now and then. You know, it's okay. And so I think with maturity, I've tried to do a better job of understanding everything can't be fourth and goal every day.
Yeah.
Like we got to relax some and have a good time.
I feel like that needs to go on a shirt as well. Everything can't be fourth and goal every day.
Hey,
I love that.
I can remember one year at Jones when I was trying to flip it. Heck, that was the theme. That's why I know that. Because it was fourth and goal every day. Well, dang, that ain't no way to live. I lived it that. I was trying to be good every day and be perfect. And that's stressful. So again, maturity, has helped, I hope, me mellow out sometimes on understanding that.
Well, whatever you're doing is working. My last question, and it's the most important question. I see you're nice and clean shaven. When does the beard, when does the championship beard start?
November.
Okay.
November 1. Yeah. November 1 is because it originally started back in college. And we would do the old no shave November. And I even got one of my college buddies that's on staff with me now, our co-OC and O-line coach, Jimmy Dudley. And so we used to do it all the time back then. And that's how it started. But then I started coaching. Well, November leads straight to playoffs. So it just kind of worked. And I went with it. And I can't, I mean, I would be, if I shaved in November, people get mad. So it ain't an option. But yeah, I'm not a beard guy now. It itches and all that. But if I can keep growing as long as I'm growing, I'm good with it for just that little month and a half of November to middle of December. But no, I'm not going to be one to rock. You're going to live in South Georgia with a beard. I don't see how people do it.
I don't think John can grow a beard. Can you grow a beard, John?
It stops after about 6 days. It literally will just sit there. It'll look at me and go, "Nah, dude, we're done."
No moss. This issue with no moss.
Yeah. Well, and when the boss does not like the prickly elements of the face, then you know it's time to shave anyway.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something. Now, my smoochies from Miss Rogers goes down in November and December. You know what I mean? Like that. It's a trade off ratio.
They're crazy. They're crazy. I'm a beard guy.
Yeah.
They're nuts.
Yeah, Miss Rogers is not having it. Yeah, no. she is not a fan.
No, Patty is not a fan, and she's like, "No, you need to go do something." And then
it's a necessary evil. You know, but the best day though, y'all miss the good days. The good days when I get shaved off.
There you go.
Because then I come. That's what I told y'all before. I walk around the house with the handlebars on, and my wife thinks that's the. When are you gonna get rid of that? Now, I this year because we went to school, I wore it for like 4 days.
Oh,
I
just had
four Hulk Hogan. Then I remember the mustache, and I know everybody's bringing the mustache back in, but it did not look good on me.
That's not a pretty look.
So, but that's always fun. You know, I've wasted a month and a half growing it. I'm going to have some fun getting rid of it now. I ain't going to just let it just go on one day.
No, you can't.
That's too easy.
You can't.
No.
All that hard work.
No, I see how this works.
Oh, man. This was so funny.
So, if you would please, sir, just be safe as you head over into God's time zone and have the game over there at Troy and get everything all squared away for the spring. It's always great to catch up with you, my friend. It's always great to get all the intel when it comes to the facial hair and when it's supposed to go. And
the most important question. Got to remind the folks.
Yes, and you've got the Hype Squad t-shirt, the new office, and everything's in a frame. It's always great to see you, my friend.
Man, thank y'all. Like I say, they say better late than never, but I appreciate y'all waiting on me today. And like I say, always thank y'all for what y'all do for us at Central.
I think the only thing missing from his office might actually be a vuvuzela and or a fire extinguisher.
I'm sure he needs one of those under his desk. We'll have to, who can we contact for that?
Look, all you got to do is contact the fire marshal, who I'm fairly certain he knows. And then a vuvuzela, I'm sure that the booster club and the hype squad, I'm sure, look, if the hype squad doesn't have any vuvuzelas that are spares that they can give to Justin, then they got problems. They are under vuvuzela'd if that is in fact the case.
We need to add that t-shirt to our collection too, John.
Yeah, well,
that's a good one. That's a really
definitely
good one.
So, Hype Squad, this is your warning. You need to send t-shirts north to Atlanta so Hannah and I and everybody here at GPB can wear them. So that's your warning. That's your warning, Hype.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Google our address. We're here.
Or just shoot us DMs on all the social medias, which is where you can catch up with all of us here at GPB Sports all season long. And that is it for another go-round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. So let me see if I can figure out who's on the other side of the glass. So it's Marky Mark. Mm-hmm. There goes Tokyo. Mark Chilla. It is Ambassador Jeremy. It is King James. It is Queen Victoria. And just Dave.
Dave.
Mm-hmm. Did I get everybody? Did I miss anyone? Did I get everybody?
Thumbs up all around. We're missing you in the studio today, John.
I was, like I said, it's just, I figured I'd show everybody else how what the morning version of me looks like with everything here in the studio. So for everybody here at GPB, to all of you out there, enjoy your spring games. enjoy this time of year because expectations begin anew now.
Right now. Is that the end of the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Expectations begin right now. Close.
Okay, now done. All right.
Done.
Yeah. Podcast over.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, John. Be good.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.